Mr. Wagner.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Robert Wagner, who's here to talk about his new book, I Loved Her in the Movies, Memories of Hollywood's Legendary Actresses. Mr. Wagner, thanks much. This is an honor.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about this book. This is the third book I've written with Scott Eiman, and it's the response has been really very, very positive to it, and it was something that we enjoyed doing very much.
What made you sort of, because you mentioned you had had other ones that were acclaimed, like You Must Remember This, I Remember That Book, but, you know, what made you think, like, hey, I've worked with some of the biggest actresses ever, I'm going to put it all in a book?
Well, you know, I mean, I was so blessed with that opportunity to meet these women and to have worked with them, not all of them in the book, but most of them. And, we started talking about it, and Scott and I, we wrote about maybe three different women, and we talked to our literary agent, Mr. Janklow, and he responded to it very positively, and we took it back to our publisher who had published our last book, Rick Cott at Viking, and he responded to it in a very positive way, and off we went. We started to put it together. And I'm just so grateful that I had that opportunity and to meet these wonderful women who gave us all so very much in our lifetime.
Definitely. Now, there's so many awesome actors, some of my all-time favorites in here as well, so let's just dive right into some of them. Tell us what you write about Bette Davis.
Well, you know, I had the fortune of meeting Betty when I was about 22 years old, something like that. And, you know, she played Natalie, my late wife, knew her, and I had a chance to be in proximity with her. And then I produced a movie with her later on, and she worked with me in television. She was on a show that I did called It Takes a Thief, and we just became very, very good friends. And she was a very special lady, and she left me some things when she left us, and they're big treasures to me. She was a very, very special woman.
Awesome. If our listeners pick up this book, what will they hear about your memories of Marilyn Monroe?
Well, you know, I've written about that before, but I wrote about Marilyn. We were all very young and under contract to 20th Century Fox, and I did both of her screen tests, and as a result of that, I got to know her, and she was just such a wonderful young girl, and full of life and full of love and full of all sorts of energy. And so she wanted to be a star very badly, and boy, she did it. That's very exciting.
And I love I was reading in the book about Irene Dunne versus Rosalind Russell. You said Cary Grant surprised you when he said that Dunne always had the best timing with him. But what are your thoughts on those two wonderful, hilarious actresses?
Well, yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I thought that the movies that they did together, I thought were just fabulous, and I thought their combination was great. But I didn't realize that he had that those feelings for her on that basis of her timing, and she was really terrific. I mean, she was quite a wonderful actress. I mean, think about what she gave us that we grew up on. That was pretty good, you know?
Yeah, the Awful Truth was done with Gary, right? And His Girl Friday with Rosalind. Man, they were fantastic.
Oh, yeah, they were great. They were wonderful pictures. I did a piece on Rosalind Russell in the book. She was a lovely lady, and I had the four. I've just been so blessed by meeting all of these wonderful women, and, they really... they worked so hard and they gave up so much in their lives. I mean, they were all very successful and it was all good. But I mean, you know, those were the tough days. They were working 6 days a week and tough to keep a family going and keep a marriage going and keep a career going. That's big time, you know, and they've only got so much time to do it in.
Yeah, how do you think you mentioned that. How do you think that sort of changed from, you know, being a woman in the golden age of Hollywood trying to make it versus today? What are some of those challenges you think the actresses have?
Well, I think the challenges are all there. I mean, it's a very hard profession. It's you have to keep yourself in shape. You have to look good. You have to have the ability to be able to search for those characters and present them. And the young actresses we have today, they're just fabulous. I mean, I think there's so many wonderful actresses around, and they don't have, the protection as much today as they did in the old days, you know? Yeah.
Is there an actress that you thought you personally had the best chemistry with on screen?
Well, you know, I've worked with so many, wonderful ladies. I had very good chemistry, I think, with Elizabeth Taylor. I mean, I thought that we did a very good job in that picture that we did together that mm-hmm. I produced. And, of course, Stephanie Powers and I worked together for years, and that chemistry worked very well for both of us. But I've worked with I worked with Audrey Hepburn. I loved working with her. She was just the best, you know.
Yeah. Well, and of course we leave out your two superstar wives, the late Natalie Wood and of course the current Jill St. John. What was it sort of like balancing first, what made them both amazing on screen, but then, you know, what was it like sort of balancing the off screen romance as well?
Would you ask me that again?
I was saying, tell me about your two wives, Natalie and Jill. What made them so great on screen and then also sort of balancing your off-screen romance?
Well, you know, it's always wonderful to be able to work with someone you're that close with. And I enjoyed working very much with Jill. Jill and I did quite a few things together. And also, Natalie and I did several movies together, and it was great being able to, it's great being able to go to work and go home and you're both working on the same project. It's fascinating, you know. I enjoyed it very much, and I was very grateful to have that experience.
After, the tragedy of what happened to Natalie, how did you sort of dig within and sort of bounce back from that and just keep on plugging away?
Can you tell me?
Sorry, I'll.
And Jason, I'm so sorry. We gotta run. It's just about 35.
Okay, Mr. Wagner, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason. I enjoyed speaking to you.
Can I? Last question, Dr. Evil number 2.
Oh, baby, please.
And your wife was Diamonds Are Forever. So, how would number 2 talk to Tiffany Case?
You got some good questions. Oh, baby.